Cats are known to have lived with humans for a few thousand years. People keep and love cats for many reasons, but the relationship is not without dangers. Cats can carry a parasite called toxoplasma, which can be easily transmitted to humans. According to recent studies by Czech scientists, the parasite can cause significant changes to our personalities and, believe it or not, even influence whether infected women give birth to baby boys or girls. I spoke to Charles University lecturer Jaroslav Flegr, who heads the team of experts who've been studying the effects of toxoplasma on humans for many years. I asked him first to describe the parasite and its life cycle.
Toxoplasma is parasitic protozoan, very common parasitic protozoan, and life cycle of this parasites is not so complicated, but still it needs two different hosts. Intermediate host, it can be any warm-blooded animal, any bird and any mammal, and definitive host is always cat, some kind of cat, not just domestic cat, but it can be any kind of cat, tiger and so on.
And how can people get infected?
In fact, there are two different ways. One possibility is to eat some raw or undercooked meat. And the second one, for vegetarians, it's possible to get very easy infection by eating vegetable which is contaminated with soil in which some feces from cats containing oocytes are present.
And what is the prevalence in humans in the Czech Republic compared to other countries?
It's such moderate. It's not so high and not so low. In some countries it's around 60 or 80% percentage prevalence. In some countries, for example in China, it is much lower. It's less than 10%. In Czech Republic, it's similar as, for example, in USA, it's 30%.
Your earlier studies suggest that the infection with toxoplasma can induce personality changes in humans. How does the human psyche change, and does the alteration manifest itself differently in men and women, for example?
Yes. It was the answer for the second question. There is very huge difference between men and women. In men, there is the infected men are more suspecting, jealous. They don't like to respect rules of their societies. In women, it's quite opposite way. They are more outgoing, easygoing, warm-hearted, and they like to respect rules of their society.
Have similar alterations been detected in laboratory animals as well?
Yes, originally it was observed in laboratory animals or also in wild animals. Of course, there are no difference in psychological profile. We cannot measure this. But there are differences in behavioral. They are less afraid of danger, for example, especially specific danger connected with cat. They are not afraid of smell of cats, and they are less interested in their surroundings, for example.
Does it have a reason? I guess it's in the parasite's interest to change the behavior of mice in this way. Am I correct?
Yes, of course. It's evolutionary adaptation to increase probability of transmission from intermediate host, usually mice, to definitive host, such some kind of cat predator.
And is there a similar reason for humans to have an altered personality, or is that just random?
Nobody knows. It's difficult to say. When we just think about current situation, of course there is no possibility to be eaten by some cat, even if we are not afraid of cats. But in ancient times, in our animals' ancestors, it could be quite different. So it's also possible that it was adaptive also in human or apes.
Your recent study shows that the sex ratio in humans can be influenced by latent toxoplasmosis. That is, women who have been infected by the parasite tend to give birth to more boys than girls. Have you worked out how it actually works?
Again, nobody knows, but we suspect that there is some connection between immunosuppression and sex ratio. It's known that most of embryos are destroyed during pregnancy. It's about at least 30%, but probably the number of destroyed embryos is much higher. And a very important role in this destruction of embryos plays immunosystems of pregnant women, for example. And toxoplasmosis is known to induce immunosuppression. Therefore, more male embryos survive these difficult times during early stages of pregnancy. It's known that male embryos are more susceptible for this destruction. In the very beginning of pregnancy, there is about 2 times more male embryos than female embryos. But in the end of pregnancy, normally, there is the same number of male and female embryos.
And what is the ratio in women who've been infected with toxoplasma?
If we have some women which were infected relatively recently, then this ratio is about 2.5 to 1. So about 250 or 60 boys are born for every 100 females.
Which is quite a lot compared to the normal situation. And maybe one last question. Have you found any other effects of toxoplasmosis on humans?
Yes, for example, infected people are much longer reaction times. They have impaired psychomotor performance, and it have also some practical impact for life of infected people. For example, we have data showing that infected subjects have about 2.5 higher probability of traffic accident. Recently, these results have been confirmed by quite another study performed in Turkey.
Is that the same with men and women?
It seems so. There is no difference.